Hello and welcome to episode 319 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B, joined in studio by Bronell and Harv. Canoop is on another trip this week, golfing.
Water wet.
Seven times, I think. On this episode, and so this is a throwback episode, just three of us. On this episode, we're going to talk about friend of the pod, Taylor Pendrith, getting absolutely gifted his first PGA Tour victory. I mean, he earned it, but he was also gifted it. It can be both.
Well, it would have been playoff at worst, right?
Yeah.
Could be both, yep.
So congratulations to him. It's always nice when a friend of the pod wins, and it's even better when it's a Canadian. Canadian golf is at an all-time high. We've talked about it for a while, and now it is just continuing to pile on. We're going to talk about that with his victory at CJ Cup. Brooks Koepka wins in Singapore.
What a comparison.
What a coincidence there, yep. We're going to preview the Wells Fargo. Lots to talk about in weeks. But before we do all that, we want to thank our sponsors, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DRIVETHEGREEN for 20% off your order. Another capsule being launched right now on the player site. As we mentioned on the show before, you just got to be prepared. There's going to be plenty of capsules. He's rolling these out over time. So get those. I'm sure many of you have already ordered. But yeah, lots of good stuff in there. It's also Player Cup elbow week this week. So we're heading out there on Saturday for the Player Nines kickoff tournament. We help run this one. So it's always nice to get out there, see Rhett and the gang at elbow at Harbor Golf Club. And yeah,
I assume they're getting all this rain too. So
yeah, course is going to be mint.
Should be.
Course is all over the province. This is the great rain reset of 2024. Farmers are happy.
Big mosquito year.
Oh, huge.
I just thought of that right now.
Yeah. Small birds up there.
Yeah. So that's, I really hate that you brought that up because now I'm just upset.
I just thought of it.
He can't even talk now. He's we have to restart the pod.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're also members of Team Callaway. Obviously, the rain is slowing us down from playing golf, which is unfortunate for sure. But the golf course will be better, so have to be excited about that. We're also, Bruno's having a lawnmower. I'm not having any Churchills tonight, but Churchill is a very good sponsor of us. We enjoy drinking lawnmowers every single day, really.
It's been a little chilly. I've been enjoying some reds lately.
Yes.
If you haven't tried a red, you should give it a whirl.
No
browns? If you like a red ale.
Not that cold, I guess.
We don't have any browns, so.
It is summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mentioned it last week. We do have a new sponsor on the show. It's Mecklenburg Financial Group. So for those of you that play in Player Cups, Mecklenburg's been a very big part of the Player Cups for the last couple of years. They are an investment firm out of Saskatoon, covering all of the province of Saskatchewan. I am a client of theirs. Harv's a client of theirs. So yeah,
I don't have any money, so I'm not.
Bronell will soon be a client of theirs. Yeah. If you come into some money down the road.
If I win one of these friggin' 50-50s that I keep buying $20 worth of tickets for.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be nice. Yeah. So if you are out there and you're looking to, diversify your portfolio outside of just maybe your regular pension plan, hit up the gang, especially Rich, friend of the pod, Mecklenburg Financial Group. I guess they're all friends of the pod. Know them well. So we're very happy to have them on. You will see we do lots of those hole vlogs on our Instagram now, our social media pages. You'll see a little Mecklenburg Financial Group watermark on those. They're sponsoring that along with the pod. So very happy to have those guys on board supporting us as, they're well into the golf community in the province. And so it was very nice to align similar goals.
Yeah, and we were talking about it just before we started the pod tonight, that Player Cup Elk Ridge is only like 3.5 weeks away.
Yeah. Presenting sponsor of that. Yeah.
Like, that's wild to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Season just started and we only played twice.
Only played twice. Yeah.
Twice and
once for you.
Well, it is the Player Nines kickoff classic. So that makes sense. But the fact that Elk Ridge is only 3 weeks away is really where it hits home.
Yeah.
Like maybe five rounds before.
I gotta get my game fine tuned here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fairway finder.
When are we
going? Wow.
Harv's already got the driver dialed, but.
And we're not staying in the dumb hotel this year. So
dumb.
Well, the hotel's nice, but it's not
so cabins
practical for
yeah
that type of environment.
We had five of us in it last year. Lindsay had to sleep on the mattress that had a
hole in it. I slept on it.
Oh, right.
And I slept on the one I left it unplugged the one night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was miserable.
Yeah. I would have never known it. And it was raining.
Yeah. And I was partnered with Canoop.
Yeah. That's
he's throwing up in bags and throwing them out the window.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we were a disaster last
year. Yeah, we really were.
Still made it to the semifinals in
the
champ flight, but.
Yep. All right, let's get into our weeks. I'm going to go last because I had a week.
I'll go first. So, a little bit of golf. Harv and I went out with a couple friends of the pod yesterday. Also brought our two children, one child each.
It might be too many.
Two is too many.
And, well, like, they were.
Because ours
good
just
for like 14 holes.
They
like
feed off each other.
Not consecutive holes, but 14 of the 18.
When they're the exact same age, pretty much, then they're just going to like feed off each other and go bananas. But
you guys play with Mick. I saw him at the Warrior game after, and I said, oh, how did it go with the kids? He's like, well, between one of the kids always yelling and Bronell's putting stroke.
That should remind me. Hole 7, me and Bronell are a team playing the other two in a match. And Bronell has like a 6-footer for par on 7.
Yeah.
And my son's just sitting off on like the edge of the green. He just yells, I was like, what if he misses this?
Yeah.
Like, so it's right in his head.
Yeah. So I like backed away a little bit, made it. And then after, I was thinking, like, I got to use that. I'm using that on Canoop all year. Just quick, just a quiet, like, what if he misses this?
Just loud enough so he can hear it with old.
Yeah, just walk over to the other
Canoop
guy.
Canoop over
yeah.
a putt, too, yeah. right? Like, yeah. it'll yeah. get right in his head.
But they were fine. I mean, they ran around, and you pretty much have to tell them what to do at all times.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
don't run ahead. Don't talk in somebody's backswing, you know, like. They don't quite have the etiquette down yet.
It's amazing one of them didn't hit the other with a golf ball. Because, like, we'd throw a ball out at, like, 150, 200 yards, and they'd be, like, beside each other, and they'd hit. But one would hit it farther, and he'd run to his ball, and the other guy would go hit. And, like, they never hit each other.
No.
But
maybe they knew what they were doing then. I don't know. I didn't play too bad. I changed my putting grip and actually putted really well. I went to the Ricky reverse overlap.
Oh.
So... I don't have that
because
I don't have that. I always have that finger down on the grip.
Yeah.
So I went this one.
Also the pinkies over top?
The pinkies over top of my right index.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the Ricky or is his the other way?
I don't know.
I think his is that way, but right-handed.
Did you like practice that on the practice screen before?
No. A little bit.
Just live.
A couple.
A live change.
A couple. And in the garage I've been practicing too, but I made quite a few putts on the front and chipped really well. So that's always a good way to score. I actually had 23 putts.
Wow.
I hit four greens, had 23 putts, and shot 75. That has to be the lowest amount of putts I've ever had in a round. Yeah, 23.
I don't think you made as many putts as I did. Unfortunately, most of my long ones were for bogey.
You made longer putts. I made quite a few of those, like 6 to, you know.
I made probably
3 to 8 footers.
Like 10 to 12 footers for bogey.
Yeah.
Wow.
After 11 where that unfortunate incident happened. But.
Oh, yeah, I putted it off the green. I don't know if you heard that.
On 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the message I meant to
reply. So then he's in the rough at the bottom, and I'm like, and I'm ready to go get his wedge. I'm like, you want your wedge? Like, you're in the rough. He's like, no, I'm fine. So he puts it out of the rough, and it barely gets on, like an inch on. He has like a 20-footer for bogey and cans it. So he technically three-putted for bogey, but it was like the weirdest one ever.
That's two putts, bud.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
There's that. Obviously, Warriors Blades is going on right now, and that's a big part of my week. I ended up going to every game but game 2 so far, so... And big game 7 tomorrow. Jason Duff ended up coming down last Tuesday. They saw the only non-overtime game in Moose Jaw. We won 3-1.
Yeah. Which was an unbelievable Unger save away from every game going to overtime.
Could be all 6 right now.
Which is crazy.
Closest series I've ever seen the Warriors be involved in, for sure. And just two even teams.
What's crazy is no lead is safe. Like, there's been four-goal lead in game 5.
Well, two-goal lead in games 1 and 2 for both teams.
And, like, they're just coming back, both teams.
Yeah. Both teams are, because when they get behind, both these teams just like let it out and let the whole, everything they got into just like straight pedal down, let's go. And it was, it's been incredible. It has literally had everything except for penalties because they refuse to call them.
They've been calling quite a few on the Warriors. But we won't go down.
I didn't go down that road. I just said
linesman included.
Yeah. So I can't wait for that. I mean, it's the biggest game in Warrior history, I guess, tomorrow.
Yep. It really is. We got.
I don't think they can get behind tomorrow, though.
A van of 15 of us going up there.
Yeah.
So, should be fun. I don't know what I'm going to do if they lose. Get over it, but it's going to take at least a while,
because we probably should have won game 5. Could say that about every game.
Post in overtime.
Post in overtime does hurt, yeah.
Churchill boost count, I guess, quite a few Warrior games, so I end up with double my minimum this week. I end up with 18, so 267 in 126. And birdie count, 2 this week in 1 round, total of 3 in 2 rounds.
Nice. Okay, you go, Harv.
Yeah, we covered the golf portion of it. I mean, I had 1 birdie in 2 rounds, so 1 on the year so far. The only other thing, like, this rain's just messing up all sorts of kids' sports. Like, my son hasn't played baseball yet. I think with Wednesdays that's about to be canceled, there'll be 4 or 3 games they've missed already. But soccer did go on last Thursday, and I got roped into coaching that. And I coached U5 soccer 2 years ago when they played soccer, and it was just like show up, kick balls around. But this is like actual practice plans and need like coaching certification and all.
Really?
This. Yeah.
Do you know anything about soccer?
Not one thing. Not one thing.
I've watched soccer, I mean, enough that I couldn't tell, like, that I think I know what's going on, but I couldn't tell you one like set play. I don't understand how there's plays.
It's not even that. It's just like the basic fundamentals. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm not kicking a soccer ball, right?
Oh,
like,
you're toe punting that
well,
shit.
Well, maybe not quite. Like, it's probably getting by, but like it isn't fundamentally sound. Like, let's make no bones about it. So, but coaching my daughter and all girl team, and it's, I don't know, those girls, coaching girls is way different than coaching boys. Like, it's
they listen.
Insane. They listen better. And, like, they're just, like, happy to be there compared to, like, some of those practices this winter with hockey where you're just, like,
these kids don't want to be here.
I just want to kick this kid off the ice. But you can't because it's U7. But, so it was fine that way. And then, I don't know, real job stuff is just piling up. Like,
yeah, me too.
Now that we're part of a publicly traded company and one of the biggest companies in the world, like, just meeting after meeting. Like, I had a 6 a.m. conference call this morning of just, like, listening these guys tell how good Brazil's doing. Like, it's just
and you got to be on the call.
Yeah, like, they take it, like, well, they don't take attendance, but they look who's on.
Yeah, they'll 6 know if you're right? not there.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully no one from work's listening. I turn the computer on, and then I just maybe
watched a couple shows.
Watched a couple shows, had some breakfast, but.
You might not be able to golf.
As much.
Let's not
as
get carried away here. That'll still happen. But, so that's really all. I had 0 drinks this week, so 103 on the year, but going to Calgary this week, so.
Okay.
We'll see.
So my week similar.
We'll see. We will.
Yeah, my week was similar, but also very, very different. All-time stress week for me. So, obviously, the Warriors in the playoffs, so that's stressful. Let's put that on. I mentioned at length that these home renovations are still ongoing. I thought we were going to be done like 3 weeks ago. They're still going on. So Murphy's Law, if you start on the inside of your house, something's bound to go wrong on the outside of it. So we got rain. With rain comes plenty of water, which comes drainage of that water away from your house and off the roof. I get a call. Duff and Chase came down to game 2 or game 3 on. Bruins are up 4-1.
Poor Canute.
Said too no bad he wasn't here live for
this.
This
would have been good.
The Panthers are getting whooped.
They thought they were
going.
Everyone thought they were going to sweep them.
So they come down. We go out for supper. I get a call. Keep in mind, this is the first day of the rain. I get a call from my wife. Yeah, you got to come home. I'm like, well, I just ordered my food. I can't come home. Well, the ceiling's leaking. I'm like, what? Like, onto the new floor that we just put in, waterproof, yeah, which was nice. But the ceiling's leaking. So I go home, and sure enough, the one area that my roof does not have eaves troughs on is like a 2-foot span on each side of the chimney on my roof. So it's like, well, why the hell did they not put this? And when you go through a home inspection, like the home inspector's like, doesn't say that stuff. He's like, yeah, it doesn't look like there's any water damage, anything like this. So you just take them for their word.
Well, yeah, it hasn't rained enough.
Yeah, rained, right? So anyway, get home. Yep, sure enough, it's like directly along the chimney stack is where the ceiling's leaking. So I had just happened to have a piece of plastic eaves trough for, I extended an eave at my old house just to move water away from the base. So I went up on the house and just like drilled that into the, I have wood siding. So just drilled it in there. So now it's like catching this spot and just sending it down the roof to the eaves trough. So it stopped leaking. Hasn't leaked since. We're getting a pile of rain right now. It's not leaking anymore. But doesn't mean that there's not moisture in the attic and that drywall ceiling's probably wrecked. But I'm just going to kick that down the road for later. Yeah. So that was one stress. Then the next day, for those of you that have been listening to the pod, my dog passed away in November. I said I was not getting another one. My wife says we are getting another one. We've gone back and forth at length for this. She decided to put an application in for adoption of a dog. So she went and picked it up on Wednesday. It came home, and long story short, it went back on Saturday.
Oh, it did go back. That's good.
It is gone. With our current life situation with renos and plenty of kids sports, a puppy just didn't fit. It was a Bernese mix. It was a beautiful puppy.
I got to pet it. It was cute. Yeah. It bit the shit out of my hands, but yeah, I liked it.
So a little bit of those Bernese dogs, I guess, are crazy, crazy puppies. Now, I'm not to say that it wasn't the behavioral stuff that was the issue. It was the fact that it was a live animal in the house. No time to train a puppy.
You guys, you're just too busy.
Yeah. So I think I'm not going to say we're not going to have a dog here in the next little bit, but it's not going to be a puppy.
If you're too busy to golf, you're too busy to have a puppy. Yeah, that's for sure.
And I think it's really got to come down to, going to have to go the old fashioned full adoption of like a 2-year-old dog or something.
Mm.
If it knows its name, like that was my big thing. This dog doesn't even know its name. We got to teach it its name.
Idiot.
Yeah. So I had a dog. Then I didn't have a dog. Not golfing due to the rain. Didn't go with you guys yesterday. And then last,
if you guys
would
have got that Burmese Golden Cross though, you probably would have kept it.
Probably.
That dog was sick.
Yeah, there was a Burmese Golden. It's like a brother.
Yeah.
Of this dog. So my wife didn't know. I didn't know this either, that a litter can have more than one dad.
I didn't think that's a possibility. How is that possible?
I don't know. But that's what they said. Because she's like, I thought this was like, why are they not even remotely the same? And the adoption agency or whatever is just like, yeah, they can have multiple dads. That one's probably a golden retriever dad, and this one's could be anything.
Yeah, but like, probably, they also could just make that up.
They could make it up.
Whose sperm is it? Like, which dog's sperm is it?
Well, if the dog's like a wild dog, like it could just be out there
park
frolicking.
Coyote.
Yeah, frolicking. So it was from a place in Regina that
I don't get it.
Yeah. So I won't say the name of it because then you could go and find it. But anyway, that was the crazy part of my week. And then last but not least, my algorithm for the week. Still got some highway crashes on it. But the latest one that showed up this week was parachute mishaps. So a couple of them resulted in like people like free falling and then like their parachute reopening and then like saving it. But there's a couple of them. This one guy is on like one of those, the fans on the back. So he's parachuting, but he's got the fan. So it's, and then the fan just dies and he just like plummets. It's set on there like 35 meters to the ground. And it's just like the video of him just like on the ground in pain. And he's just like, oh. And then they flips to it. Like, so this was the one.
You're like this much adjacent to watching snuff films.
No. Well, and then it was a guy that he had like a GoPro above him and then a GoPro on his chest. And like the video had the GoPro above to see that it stopped working. And then the GoPro, it flipped to the other one where it's like him laying on his side and he like, You can see his phone clear. He's like, Siri, call 911. He's just like, oh, he's in so much, because he obviously had to break every bone in his body pretty much. Oh, shit. Siri, I said, hey, Siri, call 911, and it's just like, emergency call, 3, 2, 1 on my phone. If I wasn't looking at my phone,
you just said it again, though.
Yeah. No, it says, I'm good, I'm good. Holy shit, I looked down. I'm like, what the hell is this red 3, 2, 1? Holy cow. Anyway, so that was my algorithm. And then for booze count, I had 19 this week, similar to Bronell's with all the games.
Got me by one, though.
298 on the year.
It's going to be a battle between you three.
Canoops is going to be
way up there.
Yeah, he's going to be well over 300.
I didn't bring up my algorithm, but I posted in one of the groups that, like, I'm just getting these, like, random sports, like Swedish baseball.
Yeah.
And, like,
that curved ping pong table.
That curved ping pong where you got to roll it under instead
of.
Yeah,
that's a weird one.
That looks fun, though.
Top spin.
Yeah, like you're just. When they
almost looks like air hockey.
Yeah, when they get going, like some of those rallies, and they're just like spinning it right as it comes off, and it just stays on the table and doesn't bounce. Like,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Who thinks of those games? Like,
Europeans, man. Floorball. Like, have you seen European baseball or Swedish baseball where they just like throw it up? Like, the guy's pitching, like standing right beside you, and he throws in the air, and then you can like hit it wherever. And then they don't have bases. They have like areas, and you like slide into the area. Like, it's insane.
No, I've never seen that.
You got to look it up.
What was, my other algo. I should talk about Canoops out here to enjoy it, but that one rock climbing video I sent you guys, it was a larger lady, and she was just walking and just moving with the handhelds. Like, it was
side to
like
side.
Side to side on the handhelds. Just walking on the ground. I guess so.
Fitness isn't just a hobby of hers.
All right, let's get into friend of the pod, Taylor Pendris, win at CJ Cup, Byron Nelson.
Yeah, I mean, it also sucks Canoop's not there for that, because I think they put a decent
hefty
bet on
bid,
him.
Yeah,
and won.
25 into 2,500 or something
now
like that.
Now we know why Pendris won.
Yeah, luck boy had him.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, that it's being said, disgusting. He did have a group of people that bet it, so at least it wasn't just him winning all this money. But they did have Taylor Pendris winning. It was unfortunate that the Warrior, well, pros and cons of the Warrior game being at 2 o'clock on a Sunday, you left and it was still daylight out. Afternoon hockey games aren't that bad.
I like
them.
We
did miss the majority of the back nine and his victory, because we were at game six.
Well, the worst part of that game yesterday is, like, I've been just wanting afternoon games all year so I could take my kids and not have to worry about leaving early.
Yep.
And then I finally get one, and my son's at a birthday party, and I got to coach a hockey practice, and, like, I just couldn't go.
Yeah.
Like, it just sucked.
Yeah. Unfortunate. And unfortunate that we didn't get to see the victory, but had the 54-hole lead.
I was watching it.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod's phone.
Oh,
had
right.
Had it queued up.
He
so
was watching it.
We watched the final hole anyways, and, yeah, I mean, that was a tough goal for Coles, but.
Yeah. Green side in two. And
flub.
On an upslope, too. Like, it wasn't a terrible lie.
Yeah.
Just chunked his chip.
Yeah. Yeah. Happens to everybody. Talk Cole. Like, he was minus 320 to win that tournament on 18T.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, definition of dude wipes, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely dude wipes. But at the same...
But Pendris had the lead a lot of the tournament.
Yeah, he did.
Right? So...
So, as much as it is Cole's blowing it, I mean... Pendris put himself in position to win it pretty much all the way until that hole.
Because he still made birdie there.
Pendris reminds me a lot of Corey Connors. Like, they both got a little goofy little thing in their swing, but when it's on, it's tough to beat.
He takes it away really steep.
Yeah.
Steep and like he kind of loops
that
it
whip,
at the top.
Yeah.
He's
got that whip.
Steep and then loop. Yeah.
It's like a
the steep
not
and loop.
Quite Matt Wolf.
Not type. As exaggerated for sure.
What's but I remember when I went to that 1923 by Bateman Open. Remember when Pendris was on the McKenzie Tour? It was him and Jake Knapp.
Yeah. That's
in the final.
I thought that was going to be the showdown
yesterday,
too, but Knapp kind of went away.
Yeah, and I went to that tournament, and I followed him, and I followed Knapp. I'm like, these two guys are unbelievable. Because they were, I think they were 1 and 2 in McKenzie top five at that point.
Yep.
And sure enough, they're going toe-to-toe there. It's just like, he can absolutely bomb it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see him progress through... Wasn't on the Corn Ferry Tour for very long. And
well,
like,
he obviously had that hot stretch where he earned his way onto the President's Cup team, played well at the President's Cup. Yeah. And then late, like this year, he's been fairly quiet. He's back on hasn't done much, and now, who knows? Maybe he gets hot now, right? Maybe he wins two this year. He's a streaky guy.
I mean, yeah, and like having like his caddy being like one of his best friends since they were 9 years old, like that'd just be the best.
Yeah.
Like imagine just like growing up with your best friend, and you just end up caddying for him.
He was pretty emotional too. The caddy after it was pretty cool like video. Yeah, it's a long time coming. A lot of work put in, you know. To have all that work finally pay off would just be something. You wouldn't be able to think of how good that feels.
Mackenzie Hughes waiting around with the three beers and poured some down his shirt. And
Miller Lights.
Probably all they had.
Yeah, he was supposed to give him a beer shower. He only poured like a little bit down his back.
Yeah, when he asked the guy if he could, I'm like, okay, we're going to get like a Steve Austin-esque like clank and
dump.
And then he just gives him a little just down the back like... But
that's a Mackenzie thing to do, though.
But Pendrith stayed around for Hughes' last win, so
and like they were teammates in college.
Yeah,
and then Hughes got on the PGA Tour, and Pendrith drove from college to Sea Island for Hughes' first win.
The this RSM
was a Monday finish. Yeah,
yeah.
So like they're obviously good buddies, but cool to see it come full circle, get to repay the favor. But yeah, that I don't know.
The Canadians always do that for each other.
Yeah.
They are a very tight-knit group.
Yeah, I mean, when there's only 6 to 8 of you, then
it's
different than 25 or 50 Americans.
I think it's helpful, too, that there's 5 of them now that are just really good right now. Like, they're just taking turns.
Yeah.
So, it'd be nice to see, you know, our boy Raj be one of those guys, but struggling right now.
They brought the good trophy back, the little crossword thing, so that was good. But yeah, we might as well talk about Raj. Like, he wore that Dallas Stars jersey that whole round.
I think he did.
Like, is that allowed?
When I saw that, I think it looked like it was pro-am. It looked like it was pro-am, but it was in tournament play.
Yeah. It was definitely in tournament play.
And they won, so good for the Stars winning for Raj to boost his spirits a little bit, but
yeah, your Knights are out now, so you're
just all Oilers now.
All Oilers, yeah.
God, they got to lose. They just have to lose. The Leafs did their part, bowing out in spectacular fashion.
Matthews comes back, and then they lose. What a you can't write a better story than that.
Bad bounce off the board, say what you want, but Marner's puck watching, Nylander's going the other way, Riley's not doing any, like, they're just the best. All the big guns are out there, and they just blow it.
Yeah.
It's just
and
the
their
best.
Goalie got hurt. Wall got hurt.
So Wall, Samsonov. And Samsonov played good.
Yeah.
He played good, but he should have came out and got that puck in overtime.
I mean, the whole team was sleeping.
Oh, that reminds me. I think there was a play in the Warrior game where Gardner came out and played the puck, and Sapp, our buddy, who's a Leafs fan, he's like, oh, that's how you do it. Like, without skipping a beat.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah. Just shot it away. Yeah.
Pushed it away.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Oh, it was on... oh, no, it wasn't. Because then there was another time later in the game in overtime where that happened.
Mm.
And our guy shot it past the net and went the other way. But anyway. A
couple last things on the tournament. I mean, Pendrith did win Canadian front of the pod, but this might have been the worst leaderboard ever in a PGA Tour event. For non-like off-week events, like if you look at it, like it, there's no one up there.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot playing in the tournament.
No,
to start
and like
with,
Spieth
but
missed the cut. Day was way down there. I think Adam Scott missed the cut.
Yeah, but not like, not the greatest leaderboard. But when we talk about, it, there's usually one guy in there, maybe two
in the top 20. Maybe he was up there for a bit and fell off. But yeah, this one just, and I mean, it's good. I would say it's good for golf because making
more
stars,
more
but I think the masses would prefer a name or two in the list, but
yeah, we'll see. If Knup was here, he would say, "Well, we'll see what the ratings look like.
Yeah,
they're probably not going to be great."
And then last one before
Spieth missed the cut.
Yeah,
he started off on 10 in his first round, and his first two approach shots were to 1 foot and 3 feet. Started with back to back birdies.
Yes.
Wow,
and still missed the cut.
Yeah, like, but if you're scrolling the leaderboard, like, top 20, you got Berger, Knapp.
Berger's nobody now.
Yeah. Norin was third. Matt Walt, like, yeah, that's not...
There's not many names in there. And then, I mean, he didn't do so good. I mean, he just kind of played solid for a 16-year-old in a PGA Tour tournament. But that Chris Kim, like, his swing is unbelievable for 16.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, almost gets an ace. Like, do you see that one that just, like, rolled just by? Like, it was unbelievable.
Where did he end up finishing? Oh, he ended up...
dead second to last.
Yeah.
Made the cut, but second to last.
But it's funny, back-to-back weeks or two times in 3 weeks, we're talking about a 15-year-old on the Corn Ferry finished top 20, and then a 16-year-old in a PGA tournament making the cut. Yeah. It's like, how are they this good? But also, it's golf. Like, if you're good, you're good. You can...
Yeah,
if,
but it got me thinking...
How
like
do you have the touch? How do you have the
like
putting?
You can't. I don't think you could take anyone and just practice enough and they could make the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible. But I think if you have a kid that's into golf
teachable.
And kind of showing that he's halfway decent, like you're much better off investing all that money into golf versus hockey or baseball.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Like just numbers alone.
Yeah.
So
I would agree with that.
Well, they're so flexible at that age too. Like their backswings, like it's just effortless for them to get.
Well, those videos of Augusta National, like the junior long drive or whatever, drive, putt, and chip or whatever. And some of those kids' swings, they're like, yeah, he's going to have back problems when he's... Well, he's not going to have back problems because his swing's not going to be like that in 5 years. Like, he's 14.
No.
They can contort themselves that way. And then as they grow older, they have to adjust their swing a little bit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people said that about Neiman. When Neiman had that...
Yeah.
Like, when he was just getting on a tour at 19, 20... Just like, how can he get that low into the ball? His back looks like it's going to snap.
Mm-hmm.
But they can do it.
Yep. Canadians?
Right, we already mentioned it.
That's it.
Hughes was
That's it.
In the 40s somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Aces birthday shots of the week. Raul Pareda had an ace, 230-ish yards. I mean, the shot tracer on that's pretty sweet. Just like bullet straight. And then
right at it.
The announcers are just like, that might go in. And then it
did.
Birthdays, Brooks Koepka turned 34. And I don't know if you guys watched the video I posted of the party where he had Ludacris before.
I thought that was an old clip. Cause
I don't think so.
I didn't watch it.
Because he's been in plenty of dancing viral videos.
Yeah, I think that was like, this week,
that
right
recent?
Before the Singapore started.
Yeah, I saw the video. I was like, I think I've seen this before, but that's probably why, is because he's always in them like that.
And then Rory turned 35, and then shots of the week.
That long putt that Pendrith made on, I don't know, 6.
Yep. I had Pendrith where he chunked it into the bunker and then hold the bunker shot.
For par?
Yeah.
Can my shot of the week also be the dude wipe shot?
Yeah.
It can.
Because
I
helped the Canadian win.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And then I had...
He chunked it, and then he also missed... What was the putt that he missed?
5 feet or something like that?
Well, and let's not forget about
the
chip to get it on. They're like, well, that's a pretty good effort, but it's like...
You didn't get it in the gimme range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you had to do. All you had to do is get the first one on, get the second one into gimme range, or make the putt. Any one of those three things, he did all three wrong.
Yeah. Like I'm a weekend golfer, and if I don't chip it to gimme range from just off the green, I'm pissed off.
Yes, as evidenced by your 23 putts, you're good at doing it though.
Yeah.
And then I also had Hatton's dunk eagle, was pretty good.
Mm.
Just right in on the live news.
Brooks right into Brooks. It's his birthday.
Sure, we'll start with Brooks. He won the Singapore Open. That's his fourth win, I think, on the live. He's 18-1 for the PGA.
I saw that. What's with that?
I think it was 20-1 before the win. And
but
they're like, people are like, let's get on.
Seems
that.
Like you might as well bet on that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, if Scheffler wasn't playing, he'd be like 10-1 probably.
Yeah.
True.
But that's when Scheffler's playing, then all those other odds got to go way down, right?
Yeah.
Or up, I guess.
Yeah. I think I
know. I want Scheffler to win. I want him to win all four.
Yeah.
I don't even like him that much.
I know. Like, he's just that good. I just want him to do it.
Yeah. I think I need. When we're talking about Brooks has won for the fourth time, I'm almost to the point now where I need to know like metrics of how many tournaments they've had. Like, is it 4 of 25?
What year are we in? Three?
Three.
Year three. And the first year only had
eight.
And last year had 13.
21, and this year's like 4 or 5. Yeah, so like four of 25.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He just mixes them in once in a while to keep everybody honest, or what? Because he doesn't care one bit about
Not a
them.
Bit.
No.
No.
He's got his 100 mil and solid gold house and whatever.
And
he's
but
just talking, but and he talks about the majors right after. Yeah. He's probably just like, okay, well, I might be playing better for the major now.
Yeah, and if anything, it's his practice or his justification for being on the LIV. Like, he always just like turns it on randomly to justify the $100 million that he got.
Yeah.
Because right now, John Rahm isn't justifying his.
No, and he got $300 million.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, John's got to win a couple here just to prove they still
like
got
it. He's been top 10, I think, in every LIV event he's been in, but...
He's retired. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's just not
for his family.
Maybe he truly is just not practicing, and he's just showing up and golfing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, I mean, he didn't have a good Masters showing.
It literally does not matter if you win over there. You're going to make a pile of money if you finish in the top 10, top 20. You already made a pile of money. Like, it doesn't
He's
even...
completely...
What is it going
to
do?
Well, he changed his... He 180'd from his wanted to play with the best in the world by taking all the money.
Yes.
So now he's completely embraced that by not caring about competition whatsoever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you think about it, like, he's got two majors. Why wouldn't he? Was he 30
years old? No, but that's
what
I mean. Like, he originally said it was all about the competition. Then he took the money and said it's about setting my family up for success. So why would you care about the winning anymore?
Yeah, I know. It literally doesn't matter at all.
He should
prove a point by never winning.
That's what I'm saying. He's doing.
Yeah.
He is actually not practicing. He's like, I took the money to set up my family, and
but
that's
it
all
seemed
I'm going to do.
Like, he cared at Augusta. Like...
Well,
somewhat. He didn't.
Well, if you
well.
Believe that unnamed caddy says 25% of people went to LIV regret their decision.
I believe that. I think 25% might be low.
Well, I think it's everyone in the bottom half. You got to think.
Yeah.
Because, like,
but the, well,
they wouldn't have got all the money.
And some of the top guys.
They're not, like, they're probably breaking even on what they made on PGA Tours because they played more events over there. So it's probably the same money year over year. And they don't get to play in majors or have a chance at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I really do think they thought they were going to get into majors.
Well,
because
I think
Greggy Norman promised them.
Maybe not all of them. Like, they're not going to take all 54 or whatever it is. But maybe if you played well enough, you'd get it. The Rippers won the team event, by the way. Second tournament in a row for the old Rippers there.
Okay.
Moving on. We'll keep the kind of LIV talk. Tyler Gooch and what's his name? Puig are in the PGA Championship. Special exemptions.
The fucking little whiner got in.
Whiner got in,
yeah.
I'm I'm happy that Puig got in. He's not even on the LIV anymore.
Right. They booted him off.
They booted him off, and he's been working his ass off.
I will say
he's skyrocketed up the world rankings playing on like lower tours.
Yeah. Go play on the Asian tour and you're top 50. Look at Jazz all for like three years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I am torn on what I want Gooch to do at the PGA. On one hand, I want him to do well so then it keeps feeding this whole, you're not winning if I'm not there.
It's an asterisk.
I also want him to finish like second to last and just be like, then everyone's going to pile on the other way.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be
That's what I want, obviously.
one or the other.
Speaking of exemptions, Tiger Woods got a special exemption at the U.S. Open. Thought that was odd that he wouldn't just be in.
Yeah, like,
well,
it's over now.
Times, isn't it like pile on?
Well, they got to have some sort of fine print. But I also found it odd that Gooch was belly aching about that. You can't say the past is the past when you're talking about the best
that was
of
a
all
fake,
time.
Fake
was it?
Quote, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But still, like, when he was at Gooch, I mean, I got Gooch on there. He's not even trying to qualify.
No.
Like, because he just wanted to get in by bellyache.
Yeah, but
like, that's the craziest
part.
That's
the PGA Championship he got in. He's
he's
not
Open.
In the U.S. Open,
not
and
US
he's not
Open,
even going
like,
to qualify.
Why not just go qualify? Everyone does it. They're talking about Ricky Fowler and Adam Scott going and qualifying like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like
Sergio's trying to qualify.
Well, he wants to be let in. And he doesn't want to have to go and not qualify. What happens if he goes to a qualifier and misses all of them? Then his whole asterisk thing's out the window because he couldn't even qualify on your own.
I don't think any LIV guys will be in unless they got like exemption from previous wins.
Right, but that's what I'm saying though, is if he's using this whole
those guys those things. Like I mean, I'm not a Tiger fan, but I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you went to the LIV also. Like you made your bed. I don't know why they
can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways. Like good
for
you.
Live your life by.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to be in shape? Don't eat one and one every second day. But I choose to do the latter. Yeah, so
I might do one on the way home.
It's convenience and taste, right?
Yeah.
Next,
Tommy Fleetwood's caddy had open heart surgery, so that was and is recovering. So that explains his absence there. Wish him well.
Yeah, that scar is something. Just straight up, open up the rib cage and soar back up.
Yeah.
Can't like, even imagine.
Like, he was smiling pretty big in that picture, but, like...
Hopped up on everything.
But I just mean, like, even then, like, that must have... Like, they just must have been just, like, hammering the picture button just to catch one of the smiles. Because you got to be in so much pain waking up from that. Oh, like, you were literally...
Your chest is ripped
split
open.
Split in half. And now they just sewed you back up. Yeah, moving on. Sunday Red clothing line has been released to the public, or is being released to the public, and the prices came out.
Yikes.
And
they're outrageous. The ball
not that I was going to buy anything, but I certainly won't now after seeing the prices. Yeah.
The ball markers are like $50 each, but they're already all sold out.
Well, that's the only thing worth buying.
Yeah, I like the ball
$50
markers.
$50, though?
What about a...
No, I wouldn't pay it, but like the rest of the clothing is...
$170 pair of shorts.
Yeah, like it's one step above whatever the hell Jason Day is wearing for style.
Yeah. I like Jason Day's style now.
Yeah. What is it, the Marlboro Championship or whatever? Next, did you guys watch that video about that hardest course on Earth that I posted?
Yeah, that one in Hawaii?
Yeah.
They're letting the back nine go.
I love it.
That just looks unbelievable. Yes. It's like something off 2K.
Yeah, find that tweet or that post. It's I think they're
What's his name? Eric Vanderslang?
Yeah, Eric Anderslang. Anderslang, yeah. But anyway, they keep the front nine
somewhat,
and then the back nine just enough that it's still a golf course.
Yeah,
like it's like ankle high everywhere grass.
Yeah, even the fairways.
Afford. Yeah,
and the trees, like some of those trees, like they're just overgrown. You got to hit it through like a 3-foot by 3-foot box.
But the greens were good, normal greens.
I think they're a little longer than what you'd play regularly, but
it is pretty cool. Yeah,
you can tell it's a green.
Yeah.
But, like, that'd just be the best. It's like Jurassic Park.
It did look like Jurassic Park.
Think of the mosquitoes out there, though.
Oh boy.
But it's Hawaii.
You're
so.
Getting some sort of disease. next, unfortunately, Peter Oosterhuis passed away this past week. So,
yeah.
Long-time PGA Tour player and commentator.
I think he won the Canadian Open one year, too.
That's a good fun fact. So, yeah. RIP there. Ludvig Aubert is joining the TGL for the Bay Golf Club.
That is the weirdest team I've ever seen assembled, I think.
Yep. Who's on it?
It's him.
Minwoo Lee?
Minwoo Lee, Wyndham Clark, and Shane Lowry.
Oh, yeah, Lowry.
Like, what a weird mix.
Yeah.
Do any of them even get
along?
I still
don't understand.
I even know each other.
None of them are at all similar. They're all different. No,
that's the leftover team.
Yeah.
I still don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see, I guess. Aubert also withdrew from the Wells Fargo this week with a knee injury.
Yeah,
that's no good.
So hopefully he's back in time for the PGA Championship.
That's 2 weeks out?
2 weeks out, May long weekend.
Yeah.
And then just a little would you rather that Bronell posted. Would you rather have box seats for the Super Bowl? I don't know how many years because we kind of went back and forth
Let's
on that.
Let's do 4 years.
4 years, the best seat in the house, you're saying? Or just any box seat?
Box seats like yeah, just all the food and drinks and all that.
Versus, or you get to play Augusta twice, but on back-to-back days. And I mean, that's an absolute no-brainer. It's Augusta all day. It could be 20 years of Super Bowl. I'm still taking Augusta.
I don't think you realize how awesome the Super Bowl is, though.
I think it's...
But
I
in
think,
person, I'd rather watch it on TV.
Football
is... Well,
but you can watch it on TV in the box. Just turn around until the TV's behind you.
At my house and yeah. just watch the Super Bowl.
I think...
But the atmosphere would be like...
Yeah.
It's closer than I think.
If you get... With the box seats, you get like Super Bowl, like, is it... All expenses paid, or is it just the box seats? Like, my box seats.
And where
come with,
is it? Like, am I watching it in?
Well, because
well, it's four different years, so you're getting four different yeah. locations.
And yeah, and is it like
Miami, Vegas?
Paid? If it's all Arizona. Expenses paid for both, I'm taking Super Bowl every time for Ooh. 4 years. If it's you get to the Super Bowl ticket, but you have to go and pay your way and do all that stuff.
Yeah, flights and accommodations not included.
Not included
for either of them.
For either of them,
still, but
I might take Augusta.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Augusta.
I think if it's the full, like you get 5 days at the Super Bowl every year plus the box seats, I'd take the Super Bowl.
Like I think I just booked, or my buddy just booked their hotel for WrestleMania in Vegas next year.
WrestleMania in Vegas next year? Ooh, we might have to go.
Yeah, I think he booked the link. It was $800 for 4 nights, Canadian.
That's not bad.
Well, $200 a guy.
Oh, 800 each?
No. 800 total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So $200
a guy.
That's not bad. But you're saying $200 a guy for four guys in a room.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it is $800 a night for the the room.
It's $200 a night.
Per guy though.
No.
What the hell?
$200 total per guy.
Oh, so $50 a night.
Yes, $50
okay.
bucks a
yes,
night.
That Sorry. Is unbelievable
yeah.
then.
Yeah, that's yeah. really
It's like
cheap.
Vegas hasn't accounted that it's WrestleMania week yet.
But you have to sleep in bed with somebody else.
Who cares?
Yeah, yeah. Who cares, man?
You're
watching wrestling.
You think, yeah. you think that's the weirdest thing that goes on in those rooms?
Oh, no, but I also saw another Would You Rather yesterday, and I thought I might bring it up. So Would You Rather play 10 rounds of golf a year, but it's with anybody you want, like your friends, the guys that you normally play with, so it might be us
yep.
four. Or play 50 rounds of golf in a year, but you're playing with randoms every single round.
Ooh.
All paid for? Or it's just like...
You got a membership.
A membership, and you have the ability to play that many rounds. Like
you have the ability to,
life allows it.
You can play 50 rounds.
Take 50 every time.
With three randoms.
Over 10 with the guys I want to play
Is
with?
Is it
yeah.
four singles, or are you just joining a group of three?
Random. Some of each.
Yeah, it's 50 rounds all day.
It probably is 50, but it's tough.
Because you're not allowed to play those 50 and still get a couple in with your buddies.
Not one round with your friends.
Not one round with your friends all year.
Can we like tee off one and then I just say you guys go ahead and I play by myself yeah. for 2 days?
And you're not you're not playing with these guys, you know, the first couple
yeah,
rounds and getting to know them and playing with
time.
Them down the road. It's different, all 50. Yeah.
I think there'd be some people that would really enjoy it. That's like just
yeah.
meeting new people
the difference
while you're
in,
golfing, but not me.
That difference in rounds yeah. is a
10
lot.
10 to
though.
50 is a lot.
Yeah.
20 to 50, I'm probably taking the 20.
Oh, 20. I'd take 20.
That's probably when you play already, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, that's why
your
I
normal amount.
yeah, you got to take the 50.
You got to take 50 rounds.
Yeah. It's tough, though, hey?
Yeah, it is.
I wonder what Canoop would say.
Plus, like, it'd be tough because, like, what if you go.
Every time.
Yeah.
What if you go and you just like play shitty and now you never see those guys again and they just think you're a shitty golfer? Yeah, yeah. They see you like two holes over. Yeah. Like, look at that shitty guy.
Yeah, but
he's
since when
again.
Do you care what people think of you, though?
Yeah, you're right. And I'm pretty shitty. Yeah. So.
Half the people with Canoop that are in those 10 would not want to play with him for the other 9 anyway.
Yeah.
He pretty much gets new foursome every time.
I wonder how many times this trip he's on. He's just like, I'm just the worst golfer.
Oh, yeah.
68 every round.
How many times do you think the guys that he's playing with are like, I wish Canoop was
They don't
here.
Put up with his shit, though, either, those guys.
Yeah, they call him out on his stuff
because
they've known him longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. People that are around us that just know Canoop because he's a really good golfer just are happy to be playing with him because he hits it straight and he's really good. Those guys have known him as him for that long. That's the benefit of just being around people for a long time. I really like that Brunel guy. Well, try to do a podcast with him every week.
He's such a positive guy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I wish if I had to pick one guy to be a friend with on that podcast, I think it'd be Brunel. Wow.
I think people
dig you.
Yeah. yeah. on the pod.
Oh, yeah. Group chats but is I'm a whole other story.
Yeah. Yeah, wait till he scours a picture you posted and just points out every dirty little detail in the background.
I stopped posting sticky notes a long time ago.
Is that it? Are we done?
Well, yeah. We got Champions Tour, the Insperity Invitational won by Scott Dunlap. Only 36 holes due to weather. This is the Qbert Trophy, if you remember that
mm-hmm.
one. So that's good. Weir was 6th. Stephen Ames was 10th. But probably the big news on the Champions Tour, Jim Furyk and Fluff parted ways.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think Fluff's already on a new bag, CT Pan.
Yeah.
One of those guys, yeah. right? I don't want to make
who withdrew this week.
Which so is crazy that Fluff would go from 3 rounds to 4.
That guy is going to 100% die at a golf tournament carrying a golf bag.
Yeah.
And I mean, all the power to him. Like, it's one of the best stories.
What was that stat that I said a couple pods ago that he's walked around the world how many times?
3 times?
Yeah, something like that. Just carrying a bag.
Do you think, like, do you think they will, like, put, like, you know how sometimes they have, like, Loon Lake, for instance, they had that, whatever, memorial of that guy on the one tee box. Like, if Fluff, when he dies on the course, you think they're just going to put, like, that's where he gets, like, buried, or there'll be, like, a big
square plaque
in the middle of that fairway?
Oh, yeah. Duff,
or Fluff died here.
Yeah. It'll be a picture of him on the plaque smoking his dart.
Yeah.
Sitting on a cooler. the PGA Americas Tour, the Kia Open, won by Thomas Longbella. Again, rain shortened event, only 54 holes.
It's raining everywhere.
Matthew Savoy?
No, nope. He's on the Warriors.
That's the wrong one. Joey Savoy, 18th, and Stu Mack, 32nd, and then a bunch of other ones missed the cut, so won't get into those. This a wooden bird trophy. So I don't know if Bronell would like that one.
No, I'd be burning that
almost
thing.
Almost like a sandpiper type bird. Like little skinny
long,
legs.
Long yeah. little.
Good for firewood. Little kindling.
Yeah, maybe. And then DP World Tour. The Volvo China Open won by Adrian Otagwe, Callaway guy. Just a glass cylinder trophy. And Aaron Cockerell missed the cut. And then no tournament on the Korn Ferry or LPGA this week. So that's it. Pick recap. Bronell won the week, so the standings are Matty B 24 because he had the winner. Bronell 15, Harv 12, Knoop 10. Bronell had Jake Knapp 8th. He was given Keith Mitchell 20th, and Ryan Palmer missed the cut, unfortunately, in Texas for a 67 and a 32 average. I was 2nd. I had Luke List 30th. I was given Alex Noren 3rd, and Seamus Power missed the cut, 67 for 35 average. Knoop had Matty Schmid 67, Mackenzie Hughes 41st, and Michael Kim 67 for a 58 average. Matty B had Peter Quest 67, KH Lee 59th, and Taylor Pendrith.
The winner finished last.
Well, you had 42 average, but you did give me Noren. So.
Oh, well, so my your
average.
You listed it the wrong way then.
Yes, I list them.
How we pick. So mm-hmm. I had the winner. I got a point out of it, but I gave Noren.
You had the winner, finished
so where
third.
Was 40, what were the averages then?
32, 35, 42, 58.
Oh, okay. So sounded like I lost to Knoop with a 58 average, but I had 42.
Yeah. That.
Correct.
Okay.
That's
it. I had a hunch about Pendrith.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it. Forgot about my hunch. Didn't bet on the guy I picked.
Good for you. No preview because Knoop's not here, but there's 6
Quail Hollow, isn't it?
Yeah. Wells Fargo, Quail Hollow. I like this course.
18's one of the best holes.
Yeah. Out there.
Yes.
And I saw a little stat. 8.6% of the field this week is Canadians. So 6 of the however many guys are in it, it's a limited field event, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are all 6 in it?
70 players in the field. Connors, Hadwin, Hughes, Taylor, Pendrith, and Svensson all in it.
Oh, right. Svensson's a bit of a forgotten man right now.
Yep.
Big winner, though, recently.
And we can't take what?
41 and below.
Okay.
So Ben on and below, or Alex Noren and below.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm first?
Yep.
You are first, yep.
Come on, get him to me.
Well, I'm gonna try to ride the hot hand with the Canadians. I'm going to take Corey Connors.
Nice. Okay. Knoop, so we're doing the same thing where Knoop just gets to pick his guys after?
No, he doesn't get to pick shit.
For him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We only did that one time because it was a major and we were generous.
Right, yeah. Okay.
You guys still picked him for me, though.
Kinda.
Did but we? You gave me Morikawa, so it wasn't too bad.
Right. No, we gave you one. You got to pick the
yeah.
rest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just picked all the Asians.
I'm going to take... I mean, don't I, do it. Don't I do hate
it.
This.
Don't do it.
But I'm going to take... I hate it. I hate that I'm doing this, but I'm taking Shane Lowry.
Perfect. I'll take Steven Yeager.
Okay.
Really wanted him.
We got to give Canute.
No, well, that's at the end.
We can give him at the end. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. We get, he gets the best of the rest.
Worst of the rest. The best.
Yeah. What do you got, Brunel?
I'm going to take Keegan Bradley.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Canute's guy.
Bradley. Okay. I am going to take... I'm just trying something different. Another guy I don't like. I'm going to take Billy Horschel.
Really?
Yeah, wow, okay.
Won recently.
I'm going to give Bronel Sungjae Im.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to pick the guy that I don't necessarily want.
I'm going to give Harv... Brian Harmon.
Yeah, that was the other guy I didn't want. I didn't know which one I wanted to give away.
Brian Harmon's not bad.
He's not bad. That's why I went with him.
Can't cheer for
him. Has been bad.
So I have to give Matty B.
No.
No. You have to give Canute. Canute will have to give me someone.
No, no. You give to Matty B.
Yeah. And we'll all just give him. Okay, perfect. Or you can pick still.
No, I'm out.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
This is the last pick.
Well, I haven't picked my second guy.
I'll give you Jordan Spieth.
I get Spieth?
Yep.
Ugh.
That's fine.
Okay, my last pick, I'm going to go with, he's still kind of way down there, but I'll take Ricky. Nope, I won't take Ricky.
That was quick enough, I think, that he's okay.
Okay.
Nah, whatever, I'll take him. I was going to take Cam Davis. He's way down there.
Look at like some of these odds way down here. Like Cam Davis, 101.
Why I wanted him.
Knapp and Taylor are 140, 150.
So we're giving Canute. Kevin Tway.
The Twazer. Yeah. Twazers.
Gary Woodland.
Matt Kuchar. How will Ben Coles be in second last in odds and he just got second?
Let's give him Lee Hodges.
Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
Lee Hodges. I mean,
Tway, Hodges, and then we got to give him somebody in the top. So,
what's the odds? Noren goes back to back good weeks.
Yeah.
Not here, but
maybe give him Russell Henley or Ben Ann.
Ben Ann's been kind of
good. Yeah, I think it's Noren. No way Noren goes back-to-back good.
He's pretty good. He's back to solid good, all year, though.
Okay, so Henley then? There's not... We should have given him...
You know who we should give him? Justin Thomas. That's who we should give him.
He's
guy
won
sucks.
Here. Can guy he win sucks. Here?
So he what? Won. I don't care if he's won 10 times. So
I'm fine with him, JT. Yeah. So, Tway, JT, and who's the other one?
Hodges.
Hodges, yeah.
That works.
That team ain't winning.
Shouldn't.
Oh, boy. Better not. do we got any bets?
JT to miss the cut?
I don't know if there's a made cut one on here.
Wonder what the top Canadians looking like.
Is there
I can tell you.
Top finishes. Nope.
Canadian. Connors 3.5, Hadwin 4.75, Hughes 5, Pendrith 5.25, Taylor 7.
That's the one.
Yep.
Nick Taylor, top Canadian.
Top Canadian, yep.
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 What's that? So that's plus 600?
Yep. He's due.
We should, that should just be our thing now, is we just, our best bets, which Canadian's going to win the week.
Yeah.
Just, that's it. Ride top Canadian.
Yeah. It's not bad.
What else do you guys want to talk about? Go Warriors.
I'm just excited that this pod's earlier and
early pod. Hours.
I'm
going to
be up
long.
Till friggin' 2 tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, we might get home by 1 tomorrow. It depends. Game 7's probably going to.
You guys will be going out partying.
What happens if it goes to like.
Some of us work.
So these two teams have gone to overtime 5 of 6 games. If they go to overtime, the only positive to the games going to overtime is they're over fast. Like it's going to overtime, but they're all.
There hasn't been one
quick.
Double overtime yet.
No, just game 5 went. Minute and a half left or something like that.
I don't think, like, what's the longest WHL game ever? Or like
four overtimes when I was a kid, Grady Manson against the Tigers.
Yeah.
I just feel like junior hockey isn't structured enough for there to be long, long overtimes.
It's pretty hard, yep. But I do think if it does go to overtime, it's going to be first 5 minutes again. I said last game, I was like, if we're going to lose this series, just lose it in regulation. Give me a 4-2, 5-2 loss, but not in game seven. I'll take an overtime loss in game seven.
It can't go. It's not going overtime.
I don't think so.
It's not going. It's going to be 4-2 for somebody in regulation.
Yeah. Empty netter.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Oh, I hope it's us. But we'll find out. It's just a matter of time.
24 hours.
We're definitely playing.
That's how much time.
Eye of the Warrior for the song right now.
Or Warrior Call by Volbeat.
Yeah, that one might be next week if we win. Or the Warriors goal song, the Prince song, if the Warriors win next week.
Yeah.
But now it's nervous energy. Now pod's done, raining, no golf tomorrow. Just think about the Warrior game all day.
Yep. Look forward to elbow.
All right, we'll be back next week to recap Wells Fargo and the Game 7. There will be a winner. But until then, it's time for us to hit the clubhouse.